Mr. Mooney presents his compliments to Professor Snape and begs him to keep his abnormally large nose out of other people's business.
Do you like question 10, Mooney?
Asked Sirius as they emerged into the entrance hall.
Loved it. Give 5 signs that identify the werewolf. Excellent question.
Do you think you managed to get all the signs?
Said James in tones of mock concern.
Think I did,
said Lupin seriously, as they joined the crowd thronging around the front doors, eager to get out into the sunlit grounds.
1, he's sitting on my chair. 2, he's wearing my clothes. 3, his name's Remus Lupin.
Wormtail was the only one who didn't laugh.
Keep your voice down. You might,
said Lupin darkly from behind his book.
We've still got Transfiguration. If you're bored, you could test me.
Unfortunately, Belby had just taken a large mouthful of pheasant. In his haste to answer Slughorn, he swallowed too fast, turned purple, and began to choke.
A nap, Neo,
said Slughorn calmly, pointing his wand at Belby, whose airway seemed to clear at once.
Not much of him, no,
gasped Belby, his eyes streaming.
Well, of course, I dare say he's busy,
said Slughorn, looking questioningly at Belby.
I suppose,
said Belby, who seemed afraid to take another bite of pheasant until he was sure that Slughorn had finished with him.
He and my dad don't get on very well, you see, so I don't really know much about